10 years ago this month, Airbnb, 10 years ago, Airbnb's been in business. Think about that. Disrupted the hotel industry and changed how people travel. Its latest innovation is selling what you do on vacation as much as where you sleep. There are more than 15,000 different experiences, they're calling them, around the world that you can book on the site now. And they include everything from walking with wolves to aerial yoga. Jamie Yuca shows us how these experiences are often picture-perfect adventures tailor-made for social media.
The Victor, go take off 1-2 right. Here we go. A big smile on her face.
Arizona pilot Craig Judd is giving me the ride of a lifetime in his 1943 open cockpit biplane, or as the Airbnb platform calls it, an experience.
I'm going to do the hammerhead stall. You got to open your eyes.
I don't want to.
Then we just bring it straight up slowly, full power. Close down.
Judd is one of almost 15,000 people around the world sharing their skill, hobby, or passion with paying customers who find them listed on Airbnb.
3 out of 4 millennials, young people, said they'd rather buy an experience than a physical good. And so I think the experience economy is this huge wave.
Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky launched the experiences feature on his platform 2 years ago. He says it's now growing 10 times faster than the company's core home rental business.
We want the experience to be so good that you do them even if you lived in the city.
I live in the same city as burlesque performer Kat Lacoe, but I never would have imagined doing this.
Yeah!
Oh my God, you are a rock star!
It makes Airbnb like a one-stop shop for a traveler because they're going to stay somewhere and then they're going to see, well, what else can I do?
Oh, I'm nervous.
Or in my case, what else can I try to do?
Close, close, close. Yes!
With some of these experiences, you're taking a great risk. How do you kind of vet these people?
We'll have a very specific protocol to make sure it's safe, make sure people have the licenses, the regulations to be able to do this.
This is Leah. Terry Lockwood already had years of experience as a master falconer before she and Antonella Zampoli started offering this experience.
Ah,
I talked to so many people that love falconry and I wanted them to get a taste of it.
Shoulder towards bird. Oh, wow.
To compete with anybody, you must be different and you must be better.
Airbnb's competition for the experiences market includes legacy hotel chains like Marriott, which launched its Moments program last spring.
For every dollar that a customer spends on the hotel and the airfare, they spend $3 in the city. And so it's an attempt to capture some of that.
Fortune senior editor Lee Gallagher says Airbnb is banking part of its future on a market still in its infancy.
You know, experiences isn't something that everyone needs. You need a hotel room. You need a place to stay. You don't need an experience. So they have to, in some ways, manufacture the demand. And that's not easy to do.
Now I'm going to show you how to roll.
But neither is learning how to maneuver a World War II era biplane. And Airbnb's philosophy is, why not give it a try?
There you go.
We don't travel to sleep in a house or in a hotel. We travel to have experiences.
This is spectacular.
For CBS This Morning, Jamie Yuca, high over Mesa, Arizona.